Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Unmet Style chat session. I have Kyle Steed. Howdy.
Hello.
Hey. I have been a fan of Kyle's for a while, of yours, Kyle, for a while. Followed you through the internets and stalked you. Hope that doesn't creep you out.
Oh, boy.
No. But, yeah, so I'm glad I got to talk to you for a second there. Where, I mean, you are now selling stuff online.
Yes.
So
have been for... Geez, about a year now, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly typefaces at this point?
I have my icon set, which I came out with first, the Steedicons.
Yes.
Some people say Steed Icons. When it popped in my head, it was just Steedicons. So Steedicons. I don't know. That's, to me, how it flows out of my mouth.
Right.
And then, yeah, I do have my new font, Function, which that's my second one I've put out. For the public, my first one was Clumsy, which is still available just as a free download.
Right.
Yeah, and then I had done a vector font, probably two or three versions of my website ago, just called Steed. It was pretty basic. It's floating around out there somewhere. I'm sure if you Google it, you could find it.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, what makes you want to build a typeface in the first place?
I was bored with all my other choices.
Okay.
And that's not a slap in the face to anybody. I think type designers are very highly respected, in my opinion. And, you know, I love like Hoffler and Jones and so many of these great like house industries, so many type foundries that make beautiful work. But when it comes to designing for myself, I never felt one specific typeface could more or less define me and my style and how I wanted to present myself. So I just started drawing. And I mean, I didn't start then, but I'd, you know, been drawing. So I just thought, well, why not just try and make my own? And, you know, through some encouragements from friends, I did it. And it was fun. I by no means consider myself a type designer. I do lettering, but... I don't have any formal training or education in it. It's just something that I like to do to express myself another way and have fun.
Right. Well, that's interesting that you said you did that to try to have a typeface that represents you, because it is a hand-drawn feeling typeface, which is what drew me to it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
So can you talk about that a little bit, like your style? I mean, how did you go about developing that specific style that is Kyle Steed? I mean, you have one. Is it just
That's what people say.
Yeah.
It's just kind of what comes out when I put my pen to paper. And
okay.
It's just years of drawing and self-editing. And I mean, I could show you stacks of journals that is just total crap. You know, I mean, you have to fight through the years of just not being happy with anything that you create and coming into a place where you finally start to feel like yourself. And, you know, you go through those seasons of copying other people's work because you like that. So you want to try and replicate that. And I did that a lot when I started out web design. And then I just got to a point where I was just kind of fed up with that. And so, yeah, just really trying to find my own handwriting to define who I was online and let that present myself. And yeah, now it's just formed into it finds its way into any design that I like to do.
Right. That's really interesting. So you you keep sketchbooks, I imagine?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's a big sketcher. Well, that's...
Let me see if I can. I don't. We just packed up stuff. We had our floors redone, so they're all in boxes. But yeah, I have piles of sketchbooks that I just pour through.
Well, so is that's sort of part of your natural approach, is you go straight to the paper instead of, say, yeah, Photoshop?
Yeah, I used to. There's a point in my life where I didn't connect those two between drawing and computer. And so I used to just, go straight to Photoshop or Illustrator. And then one day when it clicked in my brain that I could actually take what I've been doodling or drawing or sketching and scan in and have that come out, it was a great day. And so I haven't looked back ever since.
You have like a moment that you remember.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Well, are you? What did you study? Did you go to college?
I have a associate's. I don't have a bachelor degree. I consider myself more self-taught.
Cool.
Just in design and life and stuff. I mean, it's my approach is that we're all on a journey, and it doesn't ever start or end with school.
Absolutely.
And so you can always, I think it's up to the individual's drive and passion to learn and grow as a designer, as an individual, as in any area of life.
Absolutely.
So I've taken, you know, formal art history, drawing one, design one, those classes. And, you know, those more or less helped. But I don't have a formal degree.
Right. I was just wondering where the heavy, you know, the use of the sketchbook comes in. I know in art school, I mean, I went to art school, they really just like sketch, and you get tired of it. You know, they demand so much of you.
I mean, I've drawn as long as I can remember, and throughout grade school and high school, I just don't like school that much. So that's a polite way to put it. And so I just always drew in my notebooks, and then after high school, I don't know why. I just started to keep a journal and just wrote a lot. It was mostly writing, just free thought writing and stuff. And then that would develop into little doodles and sketches. And I just remember, this is probably back in 2001 or two, looking at some of that work and saying, I want to make this into something to how I can make a living. And I had no idea how to do that at the time. I didn't even understand web design at that point. I was just starting out doing design work then, and now, almost 9-10 years later, it's finally beginning to. I'm taking steps in that direction. So
that's cool. So you're pretty much a freelancer. You employed yourself, right?
Well, actually, I'm currently full-time employed with a company here in Dallas. And the end of the year, I'm making the switch. It's really exciting. I've worked full time the past 4 years. I've had a full time job my whole life since I started working. So this will be my first jump into the world of working for myself, and cool. I'm really excited about it.
Awesome. Well, what do you consider yourself more of first though? Like a straight up web designer or more of an artist?
An artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've really gone back to my roots a lot of illustrating and drawing. And while it's good, I'm very grateful to have that understanding of web design and how things work on the web. So when I design, I always think about that. It's hard for me sometimes now to disconnect the two and just design for design's sake and not worry about the web. I always try and... I don't know, it's just the way my brain works, I guess, just think about them together. But I've just gone back to really an appreciation and my first love of drawing. And so that's what I'm trying to pursue.
That's awesome.
More full time.
That's great. Well, you got to have the talent there, and you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
Well, thank you. I've been wanting to get a little background about your approach there, and that's pretty enlightening. And hope you continue the awesomeness.
Thank you.